Here's my question. All right, so we're gonna move into an illustration or metaphor. You think about a chess player.
Sure.
Right. He's sitting
so many moves ahead.
Right. Just, yep. Don't get ahead of me, Mark.
Sorry. Yes. Yes. I apologize. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
Getting in my position.
Locked in.
Ready to go.
All right. So here's my thought.
Yeah. Oh, we're not just doing off the cuff. You're prefacing me.
This is off the cuff. The cuff, prefacing you.
Okay, cool.
One very polarizing topic in Christianity is this idea of God sovereignty, once saved, always saved, predestination.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to go deep this morning?
I can do that. I can do that. Sure. Are we going to? Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cool. No, I was thinking from a scriptural context. Are we bringing anything?
Right. So I'll probably quote.
Okay.
Or, you know, just.
Paraphrase.
Paraphrase.
Either. Sure.
It's going to be How I See It. It's going to be How I See It episode. Of how do you see it, Mark? Because the Bible very clearly uses language about free will.
Sure.
And our ability to make choices, and very clearly tells us to make choices, right?
Sure.
While at the same time, it very clearly talks about God's sovereignty and that he's in control, he's in charge. And if you read Romans 9, basically Paul is saying some things are made for destruction and some are made for glory. Mm. And, you know, he uses the metaphor of a waste basket. Some things are made to be a waste basket or something like that.
Sure, sure.
He's talking about the potter and how, you know,
some vessels.
Right. Vessels
basically are
fit for
glorified purposes, and others are made for destruction. Yes.
Yes.
And even when I think about that, I think about, you know, it's here again, the brothers, you know, that he actually liked one brother. He actually, you know, in an Old Testament dynamic.
Yes.
Yes.
Jacob I loved, Esau I hated, or that whole.
That perspective as far as it seeming as if he had a favorite, or he didn't, you know, with a purpose in mind.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm hearing where you're coming from. That's what's coming to my mind. It's like, how can a loving God kind of choose one over the other?
Right. So I kind of want to just play with some ideas.
Sure.
In terms of why, how, et cetera.
Hmm.
And kind of get your thoughts.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
So one struggle that I hear a lot from people and myself as well is this idea that, well, most people believe that God is omniscient.
Sure.
Right? And so omniscience.
Define omniscience. Right, yep. Go ahead.
Is knowing.